Joe Yang in Beijing, China.
Joe Yang.
Look at that. He wants to know, why do white people wear shoes in the house? Black people may do this too, but I've never been to a black person's house.
Fair point.
Have you ever had a question you wanted to ask the opposite race, but you were too nervous to ask?
I'm Turner Sparks.
And I'm Phil Duckett.
And this is Black and White Advice,
where we answer all your questions about race, even the scary ones.
This is Black and White Advice.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message, because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Turner Sparks.
And I'm the real deal, Phil the Thrill, baby.
On the ones and twos, spinning the knobs, turning the dials, behind the glass, we got Joe the Muscle Russell. Joe, how you doing?
Scooby-dooby-doo.
That's the worst one.
That
so
is by far the worst one you've ever done.
He does a different impression every week. Give us a better one.
Just
Come
give
on.
Us yourself if you don't have anything.
Wait, what was that an impression of?
Scooby-dooby-doo.
No, into the mic. Give us Cosby.
I can't do Cosby again.
Ah, okay.
You did Rush for 6 weeks.
How about, this is Barack Obama.
No, next. No, you ain't destroying my president.
That was a good Obama.
It's very important for white people and black people to have an advice show.
No.
We might have to cut all that.
We're going
to
cut all of that. That was fucking terrible.
Folks, we are about $30, $40 away from getting to getting Phil in the mosh pit. Patreon.com/Lost in America. When we hit $250, Phil.
Lost in America?
Lost in America. That's my old show.
Yeah, I'm
Jesus.
Like, why are you plugging Patreon.com. That? I'm like, wait, what? Let's go ahead and edit this whole first half.
Take that again. Take that
yeah,
again.
Yeah, let's the this whole start of this. This is...
I've never even seen this before.
I'm going to do a new impression and everything.
Yeah, no, we're starting from the top.
Over, but right, we're leaving this all in.
No, we're not. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
Phil Duckett.
This is the real one. This is the one that's on the air.
Oh, got you. I thought, okay. And action.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. My name's Turner Sparks.
It's the real deal, Phil the Thrill.
On the ones and twos, behind the glass, spinning the knobs, switching the dials, we got Joe the Muscle Russell. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, boys and girls, it's your old pal Pee Wee.
Hey! There we go. Good. That's better. All right. You guys, patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice. Go there now. We are within striking distance. I think we are 90% of the way to our $250 a month goal. When we get to that goal, you can make it happen this week. Then we will take Phil Duckett to his first ever punk rock concert. We're going to throw him in the mosh pit. We're going to get him on stage to stage dive. We're going to film the whole thing and put it out to Patreon subscribers only.
I can't wait.
It's coming soon.
I'm terrified, but I can't wait.
Matt, are you into punk? You ever been to a punk show?
Oh, countless. Okay. I was like a punk hardcore ska kid in high school.
Good. Okay.
So was Turner.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to see Dead Milkmen coming up soon.
Oh.
Going to see the Queers in a couple weeks.
I saw their plan. Yeah, I don't want to go to that.
That was
okay. I said this. I said, I'm not going to that.
That was the one I wanted to take him to, but then they sent out a notice that said absolutely no stage diving from the venue.
Well, those guys are like in their 70s.
Yeah, they're old guys.
Yeah, they can't be policing people jumping off the stage.
Yeah, well, I guess that's unfortunate. So we gotta find a new show. We need like a younger.
What's a good punk rock
show
band
to take him to?
I'm trying to. What's a punk band that's coming?
They would let you.
Well, you just missed Drug Church. That would have been a good one.
I don't even know them. That would be good. Maybe
fun.
We need Matt help.
I sound. That sounds fun. Drug Church.
Drug Church are a
lot
of fun.
Oh, I thought
fun.
You said Drug Charge. I'm like sick.
I don't know. I'll have to check the internet to see what...
Yeah, what was the other one I was going to go to? Oh, Less Than Jake might be a fun, like... And the Suicide Machines.
Oh, wow.
That might be...
That's really bringing it back. Yeah,
that might be a fun mosh pit scene.
I saw Less Than Jake, was it 2 years ago? And it wasn't as fun as I thought it would be.
Oh, really?
No, it was just kind of sad.
Best punk concert you've been to?
Best punk concert I've ever been to... actually Descendants and Suicide Machines.
They're,
that was
okay.
Like that was like 97. Yeah.
I heard when you do the Don't Tell in Delaware, Milo, the singer from the Descendants, comes to the shows.
All of them?
Everyone who's done it, they're like, bro, Milo was at the show last week. He goes a lot.
That's crazy.
To Don't Tell Delaware. So maybe that would be a one. That would be. We see the Descendants, but we let them know in advance. We're comedians. We need an in so that they'll let us on stage.
Bouncing Souls are coming too.
That might be it.
That's the fun one.
That's the fun one. Okay, we'll go to that one.
Yeah,
with H2O, I think, right?
I hope so.
All right, we're boring everybody. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I mean, might as well be talking Greek to me. I'm like, all right, bouncing, counting souls.
Couple shout-outs to our Patreon subscribers. Rebecca Grapevine, do you remember her?
Heard it through the grapevine.
So she said, you sung that a couple weeks ago when she joined. She said, oh, tell Phil thanks for singing that song. That's my song. I'm a newspaper reporter in Atlanta. So people literally do hear it from the grapevine when they hear
that is sick. I sang her theme music.
Through me. That's her theme music. Thank you, Rebecca.
When I come to Atlanta, I'm going to need a write-up for my next show. All right? I got to get some people there.
Yeah, we own the press now in Atlanta.
Yeah, we own the press.
We're finally above the law. Nice. We own the media.
We can spin it.
Yes. And then Kenan, who's a $20 a month subscriber, said, I don't need a shout-out. He said, all I want you to do, please, could you just shout-out the old Drunken Clam Bar in Suzhou, China on my behalf? Or blind Chinese massage dudes in my honor. So what? I knew this guy out in China. The place we started stand-up comedy was called the Drunken Clam Bar in Suzhou, based off the Family Guy bar. And it was just like this dirt bed. It was basically a dive bar.
And they had a blind Chinese man rubbing y'all down?
He would come in sometimes, yeah. And then you could pay him $5 and you'd get a quick massage.
I don't like how none of that sounds.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not sound good. Also,
no disrespect to the blind, but how they don't know.
You don't know what you're grabbing.
Yeah, they don't know the layout of the body.
So the theory in China was that blind guys were better. Because you know how when you lose one sense, the other ones become heightened like a superhero?
Is that real?
Yeah. So Chinese.
I just thought that was like tie goes to the runner. I thought that was like, you know, like an old wives' tale.
Yeah, well, no, listen, it's Chinese. It's ancient Chinese secret, you know?
Okay.
So it can't be wrong. So that's what they believe. So that blind masseuses are the most expensive out there. But then what happens is people started faking like they were blind.
I was going to say, you'd have to like actually scoop your eyes out.
I caught one watching TV when I was getting a massage. And then he goes like this. He's doing the massage and like he's just watching. And then you know how you kind of like look up? I look up and he goes, look at this.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So this is why you think Stevie Wonder can see, because you've been duped.
Stevie Wonder.
He really thinks Stevie Wonder
is
blind.
Well, we've all seen the video.
No, that was Joe Russell said Stevie Wonder.
The Herbie Hancock video.
Which one?
A mic stand falls near Stevie and he's like,
he catches it?
Yeah.
But okay, I don't believe that, because then he ends up kissing Al Sharpton in the mouth when they met. Like he was going like for a cheek and he like kissed him like right on the lips.
Well, he's a little.
But it also could be the sense thing. He loses his sight, but he senses mic stands.
Who was the other person that said they saw Stevie Wonder playing basketball?
And a couple people.
He was getting buckets.
No, I saw him shoot a free throw, and he was definitely blind.
Okay,
that ball went straight up and straight down.
On the show today, everybody, we got Matt Wayne, comedian Matt Wayne.
Hello, everybody.
Matt Wayne.
Check out his comedy special on YouTube right now. It's called Give It a Sniff.
No, it's called Take a Sniff.
Oh, I wrote down. Nobody, right here it says Give It a Sniff.
It's called Take a Sniff.
Your publicist sent me the wrong information. It's
on Joe List's YouTube page.
Joe List. He's fantastic. I've heard of him.
He's the best.
I worked with him when I was in South Carolina. I featured for him.
Then you took money away from Matt Wayne because he's
Matt Wayne was not there. And then they were like, we have in Charleston at Woodson Comedy Club.
You're the fill-in for Matt Wayne.
I was never booked anyway.
Oh, but I thought you toured with Joe List.
I do, but I don't know when that was. That might have been before my time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like 2 months ago.
Wait a second.
We're here to tell you you've been fired by Joe.
I wasn't booked by Joe. I wasn't booked by Joe. I was in town. My mom lives in Charleston. I was like, hey, I'm in the area. Any spots? And he was like, Joe, this is headlining. I can give you a feature. I was like, done.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? So, with Joe didn't. We don't know each other that well. We've recognized each other. But he's like, oh, I've seen you at the Cellar. I was like, yeah. Thanks for letting me do it.
And then after the show, you were like, hey, that other guy, you really don't need him anymore. I'm your new guy.
Hey, let me know if I can get a weekend.
Forget Matt Wayne. And the Wayniacs. How are the Wayniacs doing? That's the name of his fan group.
Oh, the Wayniacs are buzzing.
They are?
They are totally buzzing.
Take a sniff?
About take a sniff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love Wayniacs.
Thank
you.
Good fan
Wayne-a-maniac.
I thought I made it up, and then I realized that Wayne Newton... calls his fans Waniacs, and he actually has fans. So
he's dead, though, isn't he?
I don't think he's dead. I think he's still out there. I think he's like a William Shatner. I feel like he's like 99 and just holding on forever.
Yeah, still has a residency.
Yeah,
kills it.
He's four walling it in Vegas.
He just comes out like Frankie Valli. Yeah. Just puts his eyes open, sings a couple bars, goes back into the darkness.
Yeah, just lip syncs the rest.
Comes back out.
I was in Reno, and Frankie Valli was performing like 2 years ago. He's got to be 112 years old.
Yeah, he's still going strong. It's crazy.
Sherry, Sherry, baby. Do you know that song?
No.
He's from like the 50s.
Oh, see, yeah. We weren't allowed to listen to music back then.
That's true. That was before you guys were allowed.
Yeah, we weren't. We were just making blues.
To listen. We were talking off air about our flag football team.
So yes. Turner's an athlete for the fans that didn't know, like myself.
Listen.
We learned something new about Turner every week.
I'm a four-sport athlete, five-tool baseball player, Six Sigma certified warehouse construction.
He got injured every game.
Seven to heaven. Eight.
Have you worked in a warehouse?
Pickup sticks. I did, yeah. And Mr. Softy, my ice cream truck company out in China, we had a warehouse. So technically, I would work there.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I would stack pallets.
Nice.
Yeah. So we got the team. You still play on the flag football team. I used to play on a flag football team with Matt Wayne, Ray Zawadny.
What was the name of the team? Was the team
the Bomb Squad?
The Bomb Squad.
Because we were comedians.
All comedians.
And we're bombing it.
And none of the other teams are comedians. So it's not a comedian league. We just had a comedian team. Sean Murphy was on it.
Sean Murphy is the architect. He put it all together.
Sean Murphy put it together. We had no black people.
Sounds about right.
We needed some.
Yeah, I didn't know what type of league. I didn't want to say it was an all white league. So I was like,
what'd you do
against the brothers?
We got our ass kicked.
Yeah.
There was, so the team's good now. When I was on it, it was our first year.
Did y'all diversify your portfolios? Is that how y'all got better? Or is it still all white?
We're still all white.
In this day and age.
In this day
and
age.
We've been looking for black people to join the team.
And they're like, fuck.
We got one black guy, but he committed so many penalties.
I thought you were going to say committed suicide. I thought you were going to say that. He killed himself.
He was like, I'm so sick of this white football.
I can't play with these white boys.
No, yeah, we're still all a big group of whites. And we lost to a black team last night, a matter of fact.
Was this the Monstars?
No, the Rhinos.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Monstars were like professional athletes.
They are going to be like
they
in the
were
Olympics.
Just black Turner. They were not professional. They were plumbers,
these guys,
and warehouse
this was,
workers.
This was another level. They decimated everybody.
Yeah.
They like won every game like 84-7.
Dude, I remember. So you play in this indoor soccer field. So think of like a hockey rink with the walls. You know,
it's
turf?
Very tight. It's
turf.
Very tight.
Turf. Yeah, tight. 5-on-5.
5-on-5.
Five on five. Flag football, and then there's a scoreboard, like a high school scoreboard. It didn't have three digits because it's football.
So and they got to three digits?
They went over 100 on us.
In football.
In the game I was in?
I wasn't there for that one.
These are six-point points, right? Like
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Points.
We were, by the end of the
and
third
you could
quarter,
go for two.
We were down like over 100 to like 20. The idea was that if they doubled your score, was it double the score they would call the game? Or
mercy rule?
There was a mercy rule.
There is a mercy rule, but then there's also like, there's a point where like two teams are like, do you want to just keep playing?
So how the fuck happened. Did they get to 100 on y'all?
Because we did that. Because they mercy ruled us like 7 minutes
into
the game.
Some people just want to keep playing.
And
they don't care.
The game starts at 8. It's supposed to end at 9. By 8:12, we were mercied out of the game. And they were cool. They were like, why don't we just keep playing? This is kind of stupid. And we're like, yeah, we'll keep getting our ass
kicked. We should have switched team. Like, we'll take some of your guys.
We should have done
that's
that.
That's not how that works.
Yeah. No.
See, these are the type of games I wish I could put parlays on because I'd have cleaned up. I was like, no, they're definitely going to hit the over for sure.
It was over 100 in that game. And then they also had all these fancy ways of not getting you to take their flags. Instead of just running straight,
they would run straight.
No. They had that little like maneuver.
It's called juking, Turner. He was like,
yeah,
they did sneaky
that,
shit.
That maneuver.
They did a lot of sneaky shit so you can pull the flag. Juke?
I didn't know if that was a bad word. Are you allowed to say juke? What's the word you're not allowed to say? That's one. There's another one. Is it
That's one.
That's one.
Oh, you're thinking about jigaboo.
No. There's one that like John Mayer said and had to apologize for. jive or shuck and jive or something like that?
Yeah, well, that's just some white.
I think you're allowed to say
jive.
Shuck and jive.
And then jive just means bullshit.
Yeah.
Shuck and jive means you're tap dancing for
no,
the
no,
mayor.
No, no, no. It was the NSYNC guy, not John Mayer. What's the other guy's name?
Lance, the gay one?
No, like the super famous one.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake. He had to apologize for saying like juke or jive or some shit.
What?
Juking and jiving?
Joe, look it up. Okay, cool. We'll figure that out.
I'm like,
that
sounds crazy.
Anyway, that's what gave me pause. I didn't want to get Timberlake.
Yeah.
I think black people were doing some
real tricky magic shit. We couldn't pull the flags. Running.
Conniving. Sons of
bitches. You know they're sneaky.
They were sneaky.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, point is, I broke my toe twice and had to retire from the team.
But one of the times wasn't on the field. You broke it on your coffee table.
I broke it on my coffee table. The first time it was on the field during a practice, I got checked into the wall.
But see, I hear these type of stories without the football, and I'm like, Turner's not an athlete. You know what I mean?
Anyone can get injured.
Yeah.
Hey, if you never played.
They said you got injured every time you stepped on the field.
That's fake news. That's like, not true.
I don't think you finished a game. I'm not.
That's not true.
Listen.
That's not true at all.
Listen, you're a great player. You're a great possession receiver, but I don't know that you finished one game.
You're like Joel Embiid.
Hey, he makes a lot of money.
Yeah, to do just do nothing.
That's
never
not
finish.
That
I just have a mental image in my mind of you going.
I think I finished one. There was a game.
How many games are in a season?
Six.
One for six is insane.
I do remember. Do you remember the game when we played the girls team and we?
You got hurt that game too.
That was our first win.
We beat the girls.
And you got injured?
I did not. No. This idea that I got hurt every game.
Wait, tell me, did he get hurt?
Revisionist history.
I think you did get injured.
Like, I didn't get injured. Somebody checked the girl into the wall and had to apologize.
For what? You can't have equal rights and then apologize for a check.
Did I do that?
I didn't
I'm
Urkel.
Say
it was you.
Did I do that?
Yeah.
I checked the girl into the...
Was it?
No.
He's like, Spike, don't play with girls.
It was you.
It might have been me, but...
I could be your misremembering.
That's because I'm equal opportunity. You want to get on the field?
Yeah, I like
I'll
that.
Throw you in the
ball. Yeah, you said you wanted to play. Let's play. That's
what is funny is there are... A lot of teams have one girl.
Yes.
And then so you're lining up... Back before we figured out zone defense, we were playing man. And then it was always funny to hear Sean Murphy go, I'll take the woman. Like, okay, cool.
Now, I met a couple girls who could toast some dudes in flag football, though. You always get like a couple like lesbian chicks.
The all-girls team we beat, we didn't like crush them.
No, it was very close to being very embarrassing. I mean, it was embarrassing anyway, but the loss would have been.
Yeah.
Guys, you they wouldn't have let you back in the league. They're like, we were fine.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
Damn.
You should play, Phil.
I'm always down for some sports.
Phil played in a basketball tournament, like comedians only basketball tournament.
The big Wolkowski?
Hamburger was the referee.
Really?
No, he wasn't.
That's
the
not
referee.
The ham. That's not
Hamburger
the big
was
Wolkowski,
one of the coaches.
Though. Oh, I thought he was the ref.
Yeah, he won the ref.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
And I opened up for Hamburger once.
Did you?
Yeah. Bombed.
And
his crowd is kind of set. On
did he destroy?
Won.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
I would love to see him perform.
I went on after the national anthem.
Okay, what the national anthem? What comedy club had a national anthem?
It wasn't a comedy club. It
Pledge
was,
of Allegiance?
It was like a concert hall in Buffalo. I don't even think it exists anymore. It was called The Sphere. Yeah. And
you know it?
It's Town Ballroom now.
Oh, yeah.
But it used to be called Sphere, and yeah, I went on after the national
Why
anthem.
Why did they do a national anthem?
I don't know.
Because some people have respect for this country.
Yeah.
But before a comedy show?
It crushed. People loved the anthem.
The national anthem killed?
People loved the anthem. Then I got up there and they were like, what the fuck is this guy's problem?
So if you open for Hamburger, are you the opening act or are you an appetizer?
Oh, boy. Oh, I knew something was
I
coming.
I knew a food joke was coming.
I could see the wind up.
I thought you were going to say, you or the helper.
I was the relish. I was the
so
bomb
you're doing
and relish.
It's a theater?
I mean, this was years ago. I mean, it wasn't a theater. It was like a concert hall.
It was standing room, too.
Yeah, it's like where a punk show might be.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. And then, so you go out, and then is there another act, or it's just straight to Hamburger?
Just straight to Hamburger.
National anthem, Matt Wayne, Hamburger.
Yeah, that's right. It was cool.
What a show.
So, Wayne's from Buffalo. He confirmed Joe's story that dicks were out when their parents were in high school.
Yeah, this is insane. So you're also confirming...
This is like 3 weeks in a row we brought this up now because it's mind-boggling that this is not...
That your parents' generation, our parents' generation, in the city of Buffalo, swam naked in high school.
This isn't
class.
Like a river they found. This is school district orchestrated pedophilia.
Now, I don't know about my parents, but I've heard this. I've heard this from other parents. And I've even heard it from, like, New York City parents that, like, when they did swimming, when they did the swimming unit in gym class, it was just everyone naked in the pool.
But it was boys. It was all boys class or all girls class, right?
I guess so. I don't know. But I also remember, I'll tell you this, when I was in fifth grade, okay, in Buffalo, I remember the gym teacher was like, they were trying to teach us about hygiene. They're like, you all need to get deodorant.
Okay.
It was the first time as a boy.
So far, so good.
I was like, I need some speed stick or something. And then they were like, also, we're going to start showering after gym class.
Okay.
And I remember being like,
a little iffy.
This is weird because we're, you know, how old are you in fifth grade?
11.
Yeah.
And then like, so that's how it was. And then like, they were like, all right, everybody close off in the showers. And then like, we were all just like taking our clothes off. And then I remember the gym teacher walking in going, hubba, hubba. He said,
whoa.
And then like, I remember like going home. I think we just all fell for it. And then going home and being like,
he's doing a 10 minutes with Van Taylor.
I was like, Dad, they made us shower. They made us shower at school.
He's doing all the 90s sitcoms.
I am. I'm doing. Did I do that?
He's doing the Joey Lawrence. Hubba Hubba's a crazy one.
It was crazy. And I told my parents, I was like, they made us shower, and he came in and said, Hubba Hubba. And they were like, so.
So? That's just good old fashioned coaching.
Yeah. That's just like very minor pedoing.
You're like, fine. Mom, he said daddy likey when he came
and bit his thumb. Oh, God. Daddy likey is
ridiculous. I remember when we were in junior high, it was California junior high. They had showers. They didn't even have showers. They just had like lockers. And they were like, before gym, everybody go change. But no one ever got naked. And I think it was even optional to change. So everyone just like, you take your, you know, you keep your boxers on and change shorts. And that was as far as anybody
went. We had gym uniforms.
That's what I mean. We had to change into our uniforms.
Yeah, but there were showers and nobody ever used them. I think that was from like the earlier times. And then once I got to high school when we played football, that's when showers became a thing. But even still, we all kept our tights on. Like we would just soap with our spandex.
It was similar. That was.
We never got full naked.
No. It's crazy. You watch like an 80s film.
They were always
they're all snapping. Yeah. They're doing this shit. Everyone's like, yeah.
They're all like butt naked.
And no one was in the shower.
That was my biggest fear when I went to middle school though, because my mom had heard that they had the shower and then we didn't. But I was like, I don't want to get naked in front of everybody.
Yeah. No,
and
no
I remember
one wants
like
to be
panicking
naked.
About that. I was like, everybody's going to be looking at me. And, you know, and I already was always like the only brother at my school normally. And I was like, I'm not about to be nobody's science project. You know what I mean? Like,
if you were the only black guy in my class, I'd probably be looking too. I'd be like, let's see, is it true?
Every episode.
Hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba. Did I do that?
Every episode, Joe says some shit that makes me question everything.
I'll tell you this, 4 years of high school, all 4 years, I had first period gym. I was furious. First period.
First thing in the morning?
Yeah, first period. So you're so sweaty the whole day?
You're
so self-conscious in high school. You want to like look cool, then like, boom, your day is wrecked. Yeah.
I was in band class all 4 years. I played drums. And it substituted for PE. So I never had PE in high school.
So once I make varsity.
It was the most out of shape band I've ever been
varsity,
in my life.
Varsity, your practice was your gym period. So that'd be the last period of the day.
Yeah, okay. So they just counted it. That makes sense.
So we'd have class and then the last period would be your gym, which would be basketball. It's the start of basketball practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That adds up. Should we get to our questions?
Yeah, it's about that time.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back with your black and white advice questions and answers.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, you want to get bonus content, early episodes, and have your questions answered on the show?
Well, then subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blackandwhiteadvice and subscribe right now.
Do it, and we'll give you a shout out on a future episode.
And I might call you the N-word.
All right, everybody, we're back. First question comes to us from, this is Alexander, who's written in before. He's a Patreon subscriber. What's up, dude? 45-year-old white dude in Nebraska. He was the original. So this has been a question we've been going on for like months now. He was the original person who asked, if I'm alone in my car,
can you say,
can I rap?
And we,
the N-word?
We've already told you numerous times, Nebraska, do what you want. And if you get caught, that's your ass.
No, but he has an update.
Oh.
Because he said he kept listening, and you had said something later on that there was, because I proposed the idea that the best way to get people to watch the NBA All-Star game is if you separate the teams by race. If you have a white team versus a black team, if you're worried about ratings, people will watch that. That is something people will watch.
No, they won't, because the All-Star
East,
game
West,
already
no
sucks as it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's already
so
a
now
bad
you got,
All-Star
so
game.
So now we got a All-Star team that looks like your flag football team. Who the fuck wants to watch that shit?
Well, Luka, Jokic. I mean, if you only went Americans, yeah, we wouldn't have anybody. But if you allowed Europeans.
Austin Reeves.
Yeah, that would be.
That's about
AR-15 is a yeah, problem.
It'd be pretty tough.
But it still wouldn't be a close game.
Anyway, you had mentioned that. Like anyone that was half would be considered black because there was like a one drop rule. Or
yeah,
something
the
like
one drop rule is a real thing.
Okay,
back in the day.
Here's the update from Alexander. He said,
did he find a drop?
Yeah, he did his 23andMe. He has a drop.
He said he's an eighth black.
Yeah,
eighth. That's more than a drop.
He never heard of the one drop rule till Phil brought it up. So he wants to know now. Can he?
What was the percentage?
Wrap the N-word in his car.
So what is the eighth? What is it? Is it has to be 25%? That's the one drop rule.
Oh, an eighth is like 12? Is it 12%?
No, you can't say it.
Eighth out of 100?
Is 8%.
Yeah.
It's 8%? No.
Eight out of 100 would be 8%.
That is wildly untrue.
Don't you know how decimals work?
They have math class?
Eighth of 100.
No, is it 0.8 or 0.08?
8% is 8 out of 100.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He's 1/8.
8%? Oh, 1/8.
1/8
I think you said 8%.
1/4 is not 4%.
No, but I thought you originally said 8%. That is...
Oh, excuse me. I meant he's 1/8. I might have said he's 8%. I'm sorry.
See...
I'm sorry.
You set the table wrong.
Joe, what is it?
America,
Joe, what is it?
Give it a sniff.
What is 1/8 in percentage?
Give it a sniff. Give it a sniff, everybody. Check on it.
I don't know. I'm looking at...
Just get on a calculator.
Even the computer doesn't know what an eighth
is. It's 12%.
Is. Wait, an eighth? Well, what's an eighth of weed?
Yeah, there you go. Now we're speaking.
3.5.
So it's 3.5%.
No,
I don't know.
That would mean 3.5 times 8.
It's my understanding. 100. There'd be no math. I can't. This is. I'm already
12,
proven. I don't know what I'm talking
12,
about.
12.5.
I was closest.
You can. So to answer your question,
he's 12.5% black.
You can say nig.
But there you go.
But you can't finish.
You can say half. That's not a bad comment. Yeah. Oh, because it's halfway to 25%.
I love my nig.
There you go. All right. That's
and then cut yourself off.
There you
all
go.
Right,
Alexander. Look at that.
He doesn't have that type of self-control. If he says nig, he's going to say, There's no
listen, if a tree falls in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, he's a white dude in
Nebraska.
He's an eighth black guy in Nebraska.
First of all, you're in Nebraska. They're all saying it anyway. You'll blend.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like, oh, you say it too.
Look at that. Yeah. Next question comes to us from...
You little niglet.
Joe Yang in Beijing, China.
Joy Young.
Look at that. He wants to know, why do white people wear shoes in the house? Black people may do this too, but I've never been to a black person's house.
Fair point. Some black people do wear shoes. What I'll tell you, if you live in New York City, I haven't met anybody that lets shoes go in New York City. And if they did, I probably wouldn't be their friend, because you just walk through so much nasty in the city that you would always take your shoes off at the door. You don't know what you stepped in that day, so shoes always come off at the door.
I was on my way here, and there was a turd on the stairs of the subway station.
See?
Turds everywhere.
There's turds everywhere. So you would never...
Somebody dropped trout and took a poop.
Yeah, like human shit. And that's the thing. You see that? So I would never wear shoes. But like down south, like some of my relatives don't allow it. But at the same time, they just don't want you tracking mud. And it's not for the fact, because you drive everywhere. So you're really not thinking about what you're stepping in. But I just... It depends. Like some people, they don't mind it. Like, you know, it's whatever. As long as your feet are clean, wipe your feet off on the doormat.
Yeah.
And you can do that. But that's what I'm saying. I think it's a region thing. Like, you do a lot of walking here.
I think also depends on the situation. Like, if you're in your own house, why would you have your own shoes on anyway?
You put your house slippers on.
But if you have, like, a dinner party, you want to make everybody take their boots and dress, like, then you're like, then you just got to clean the floors after they leave.
I think there's an exception with dress shoes.
You think so?
Like, I have been to family members' houses, and, like, if you got your dress shoes on, they're kind of clean. You don't use them all the time.
That could be it.
Yeah. They can't be everyday shoes.
There's also the idea that you're in a car, like in the suburbs, you go from car to like driveway. To car, to driveway.
Yeah,
to car.
And I tell you, every time I'm back home, I've never seen human feces on a street Carolina, ever.
You never walk through your friend's suburban driveway.
Yeah, and just,
it's just a homeless dump.
Right, and you, if you step in dog shit, you know it, so you definitely don't wear those shoes. So, you know, I think it's like a region and...
It all depends.
I think...
In every Asian household, shoes come off, Chinese, 100%. Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Korean.
Yeah, I mean, the ones I've been in, and I've been to those countries, yes. All of them, shoes off.
It might also be a self-conscious thing about foot odor.
I think they're just cleaner. They're very clean.
Well, I just mean like white people, I'm saying. Like people be like, oh, my feet might stink. I don't want to take my shoes off and unleash this.
I think part of it is the idea that if you, like you said, like a fancy dinner party. Like my parents, also it's generation by generation. My parents never have people take their shoes off when they come to their house. And I think they would feel weird about having a bunch of people over for dinner. And then like, yeah, it's, everything smells because it smells like feet.
Gotcha.
They're just like, keep it on.
So foot odor plagues the white community.
I think it, foot odor.
I think it does.
Plagues the white community.
I was like, that's really not, didn't even cross my mind. But in like China, don't they sit like Indian style with no chairs?
That's Japan.
Okay, so shoes would
be on the floor.
Yeah, so you can't really have shoes on for that. You can't Indian style with the shoes on.
That's true.
You know?
Do you think they call it Indian style?
I hear that's outlawed now.
In Japan. Everyone has natives that whatever the type of Indian they are.
Apparently, Indian style is heavily frowned upon now, but every Indian person I know, they're like, it is Indian style, though. I mean, it's how we sit.
How many Indian people do you know?
Oh, I fucked a couple of reservation chicks. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a couple of chicks from the
And rest. Even they say Indian style.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, well, we created pretty much everything.
It's our style.
Yeah.
It's we our can style. Decide what it.
Uh-huh. And then I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it was like, they don't do that.
Is that what you did when you went down on her? We'll cut this part.
You do not cut that part.
You do not cut that part. Oh, baby. We're lost in America.
Now we have to keep the opening. Yeah. It's a callback. Yeah. All right. So I think it is mostly... So here's my question with this one to you, Phil, is with black people, is it like a 50-50? Because I feel
with the
like
shoes off,
my parents' generation, all white people, it's shoes on. I remember shoes on the couch. I remember people doing that.
Y'all, shoes but y'all, on, that's great. Y'all have no carpet. Rules. Y'all have no rules.
I remember all that.
You'll get your ass beat putting shoes on the couch in a black family. You will literally get it. Yo, they'll take the belt off. Are you out of your mind? On the couch?
I remember people doing that.
You'll get the belt. You'll get the belt for that.
I remember like friends sitting, like putting their feet up on my couch.
My mom would have drug them off by the ankles. I swear to you, my mom would have are you crazy? This is real leather.
I just remember shoes on being a totally normal thing from my childhood.
Turner, y'all wash your hair with palm olive. So what you say we take with a grain of salt, okay?
Yeah.
If that was the norm, I was like, then it was the complete opposite of what everybody else was doing.
Do you know why I think it is? We don't, it's just shoes off everywhere when people come to your house. It's a slippery slope to then you become the family that has like plastic on your furniture and stuff.
No, that's what I mean. Grandparents have black grandparents always have plastic on furniture,
do they?
And Italians,
yeah, okay. I didn't know
that. And Italians,
black grandparents, furniture. I used to hate going to my grandparents' house overnight because they had plastic on the mattresses. And you want to talk about the hottest sleep of you'd wake up stuck to that, just sweat in the middle of the night, just drenched in sweat.
That's like Boy Scout camp.
Oh, God, plastic. Plastic on everything.
On the mattress, it'll just slip.
I remember
right
my
out.
Homeboy grandma died and she left him the house and he was like, man, I'm fucked up. And he was like, well, time to get the plastic off shit, and just started ripping plastic off
What's
everything.
What's the point of living?
Preserving. They're like, this is our antique furniture.
But then if you're never going to sit on it.
Yeah, I'm like
then you're never enjoying
it. Just in case it gets photographed. It's pristine.
Yeah, pristine.
I do remember houses in China would keep like on the microwave when I lived out there. That you know how that comes with that film on it initially when you're shipping it so it doesn't scratch the thing? They would keep the film on.
I just
on.
Took mine off.
Did you?
Because it was starting to peel.
Did you?
I always keep it on as long as it'll take.
And that's just so
I feel like it gives you less gamma rays. So you don't turn to a Hulk.
That's a scientific thing.
Yeah, it's a scientific thing. I don't want to become sterile.
Phil Nye the scientist.
Standing in front of it while my noodles are cooking. Yeah. Just keep it on. All
right, next question.
Yes.
Here we go. Which one should we do here?
Last week was such a long episode, so I'm excited. You know what I mean? I think this would be good. We got a flow.
This is a tighter pace.
Yeah, it's a tighter pace for sure.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yeah. This is from, this one's mostly for Phil. Guy in Provo, Utah.
It's not for me. I don't know no white people in Utah.
He says, I love the show. What is the black consensus on Karl Malone?
Oh man, he's a rapist. The mailman is a great basketball player who raped a child, denied the child. The child now plays in the NFL, and he still wants nothing to do with him. He's not a good person. And my sister used to hang out with his daughter in Louisiana.
This is why people ask us the question. There's always some connection.
My wife's from Utah, and I think she knows someone that babysat his kids or something like that.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. When he was 21, when he was playing at Louisiana Tech, I went to Grambling. Louisiana Tech is 7 minutes from Grambling. The town's over. And he's a king there. Like he has a whole, I think he just opened up a mall there, but he has a huge estate. My sister went to high school in Ruston. And so she knew her daughter and they became real cool. So she used to go to Karl Malone's house.
The daughter that was in the WNBA?
No, she had a different daughter.
Yeah, okay.
But so that's how, and I was like, I always watched the NBA. Of course, I was a Michael Jordan fan. So I knew Karl Malone great. But then as I got older and then I heard the story and then I found out it was true. 21 years old, fucks a 13-year-old.
Yes.
Gets her pregnant, denies the baby. Because he didn't want to pay like $1 million in child support, which that was nothing to what he was making.
That's what it was? Like $1 million?
And he was like, absolutely not. And so to denies the baby grows up to be a superstar, played for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then when he met him as an adult, he was like, well, you're a grown man now. There ain't nothing I can do for you. And still denied. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, you made your own name.
Yowza.
So no, he didn't do the whole thing where like, now that you're famous, I'm going to be in a relationship with you?
He was like, you came something anyway. I can't do anything.
Whoa.
For you.
He's a tough guy.
He's a tough
Whoa.
Guy.
Did I do that?
I think also Malone was, he was the first player also when like Magic was coming back.
With AIDS?
Yeah. Yeah. He was the first one to be like, whoa.
By the way, I think he was right. He wouldn't play against Magic. Magic was HIV positive, and he was like, hey, I've talked to doctors. If Magic gets a cut and it gets onto me...
No, I mean, he was right to be like...
I could get AIDS.
Yeah.
And every other player was like, it's bigot.
Yeah.
And like, on that one specific instance,
but that's
probably good doctor advice.
That's because it was like selective outrage. So, fucking a kid, okay. AIDS, I draw the line.
Yeah, he's trying to distract from the kid fucking.
Everyone overlooked the kid part.
He's like, he's got a point. Like, no, this guy is kind of flawed.
Doug, did you fuck a kid? He's like, did you hear my stance on Magic? Let's move
you don't
it along.
Want to get AIDS, you bigot.
Yeah. Karl Malone, not so hot.
Ironically, he's very well liked in... Well, I know he's well liked in Salt Lake City.
They got three niggas in the whole state. Of course he's well liked. He brought him a damn near championship.
He has a street white people, named after him.
Let me tell you something what I haven't learned about white. Even the most racist white people, if you're a star athlete, they make an exception.
Yeah.
I know plenty of white people who are like, I've never believed in fucking interracial date. And then their daughter starts dating the running back from the Georgia Bulldogs. He's like, Marquise has always been one hell of a person.
We draw the line at linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
A fine young
it's
man.
All about what they can do for it, or if he had a bright future. He can't just be any old nigga. But he's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. White people are weird. But that's how that goes. They pick and choose.
It's true.
We got okay ones. He does have a street named after him in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw it when I was there.
Karl Malone has his way.
Karl Malone Boulevard.
Has his way.
All right. I believe that's it. We got one more question, but we're going to save it for the Patreon show. Unless I missed something here, I think we're good. Yeah, Joe, what do you got? You got any white lies and dark truths?
Oh, yeah. We just got one here. Wayne Newton, guys. He's 83 years old. And
wow.
He's performed over 30,000 solo shows in Las Vegas over a period of 40 years, earning him the nickname Mr. Las Vegas.
All right.
I know who Wayne Newton is. I never knew his music. From Vegas Vacation. He's about to fuck the mom.
What a good movie.
Oh, one of my favorites. Mr. Papa Giorgio.
My friend's fake ID in high school was Nick Papa Giorgio.
That is so fire. But any guy who knows pop culture be like, get the fuck out of here.
I know, right?
Turner, I couldn't find anything about Justin Timberlake in a racist thing.
But you couldn't find anything?
No, maybe it's someone else.
Yeah,
I could be misremembering who
Joey
it was.
Fatone.
It was Joey Fatone.
Maybe.
Is he the astronaut? One of them is an astronaut, aren't they?
They got an astronaut in there?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Space.
I didn't know NSYNC.
Before the ladies
space.
Did.
Oh, don't even get me started on that fucking space trip.
The space ladies?
Kissing the ground. I love the memes. They're like, I'm sure the astronauts that were up trapped for 9 months watching Katy Perry kiss the Earth after 10 minutes. That's so true.
What I love about that story is it's rare that the whole world has something we can come together and
laugh they're
at.
Like, that's bullshit.
Like, at least, just no one's offended. Usually there's one side that's like, no, that's a little offensive to me. Mm. No one, everyone's on the same side of this. Yeah. It's like, these people are full of shit.
Wendy's went after her.
Wendy's the hamburger restaurant?
Yeah, they like trolled her on X.
Yeah.
Nice.
They Whoever runs these X accounts or something, they got some young kids doing it because it's so funny, some of the things they'll say.
I'm running the corporate accounts?
Yes, the things they'll
tweet. The best part I heard someone say, they're like, do you know what? Because the whole thing they said is like, we're now women to show that women can also be astronauts. We all went to space. Meanwhile, none of them are astronauts, right?
Meanwhile, NASA canceled like 9 women.
There are women astronauts.
But because of DEI, they removed them from the website. They're like,
oh, did they?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you guys are fucking empowering the youth when we have actual female astronauts who are getting banned from the website.
They're real female astronauts.
Real scientists.
These women are like, what about me?
Yeah.
I did this.
No.
I saw, by the way, that whole thing about DEI banning. They also banned, you know, the Enola Gay? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
It was the plane that dropped the atomic bomb. And the guy, the pilot named after his mom, named it after his mom, whose name is Enola Gay. That also got banned. Because they just saw the word gay.
Yeah, and they're not even reading anything.
Yeah, they assumed it was like...
I agree with that, though. That makes sense. Yeah. It's a little gay.
Little gay. That's it. That's the show, everybody. Go check out Take a Sniff.
Yes.
YouTube streaming now. Matt Wayne filmed it in Queens, New York. Am I right?
Brooklyn, the gutter, yeah.
Ah! Oh, for I knew it was a bowling alley. I didn't know which one it was.
That's okay.
Check it out, everybody.
Just watch it.
We'll be everyone, Patreon subscribers. Stick around. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, go subscribe right now, and you're going to get the bonus show starting in 30 seconds for everybody else. Stay black.
Stay black, baby.
You've got a question, but you're scared to ask. Just drop the boys a message because they're up to the task. They're rolling the dice. They ain't always nice, but you can't think twice.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.